I worried that ultimately I would look goofy. I thought my new nickname was gonna be Toothless.
Dental implants might seem like a good option, but is there a bad side that no one talks about?
My other half is ridiculous, but he's like, "This supercalifragilisticexpialidocious." And I sat there like,
Today, V will reveal three frustrations with getting dental implants after having them for over a year.
Wait until you hear about trying to eat with these.
Before we dive in, what do dental implants even cost? To find out, download the Dental Implant Cost Guide in the description below. So let's count down your top frustrations, starting at number three, surgery. V, what did you not like about the dental implant surgery experience?
The extraction of my entire mouth, all of my teeth all at once, being removed
all at once.
It was terrifying. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it would hurt. I've had teeth extracted before, a few teeth extracted, and it hurt so bad. So I was petrified that it would be like immobilizing pain. I've never been under anesthesia before, so I was scared of that too.
That sounds like valid reasons to be fearful of, you know. But when you went in and you had your surgery, you were put under, how did it actually go? You know, all these thoughts and fears in your head, how did it go?
So I was blessed to have a really good anesthesiologist who understood that I was super nervous. So she made sure to explain everything to me and put my mind at ease. It actually delayed our surgery just a bit because I wasn't 100% comfortable yet. So once I was 100% comfortable after asking my ridiculously insane questions, we moved forward and it was amazing. So it was just deep sleep. I woke up so refreshed, also a little loopy, but very refreshed. And I actually was surprised that the pain wasn't that bad.
So whenever you're asleep during it, and then whenever you woke up, when did you start to feel any sort of discomfort or the pain that you just mentioned?
So that evening, I was pretty loopy until late into the evening. And then I started feeling just a slight throb. Truth be told, the pain level wasn't as intense as I thought it would be. There was a little bit of discomfort and pain. But once they put in my implants, all of that pain
vanished,
like legit vanished. There's actually pictures from that night when I came home from surgery that were hilarious because I was so happy. Like, it's crazy. I don't remember much of it, but, my other half took pictures of it and I was just smiling with my no teethers, just telling him, get ready. Like, apparently I was just bouncing all around, telling them, get ready with no teeth, right? So my lips were kind of caved in. And it's a humorous picture, and I should probably share it because it brings a lot of joy to me seeing that, because at least I know in those days that I don't remember much of, I was very happy.
I would love to see that.
So, and it's such a different phase. Like, if you compared the before, the after the surgery, and then after the implants, totally different faces.
Last thing I'll ask about surgery as well is, like, you mentioned, you know, having the anesthesiologist there, and that's their job. But then you had, you know, other doctors in there working on you, right? Surgeon, you had the prosthodontist and the assistants. Did that help ease your comfort at all whenever you were going in and you were fearful?
Yeah, so the whole team kind of worked together to help me. And I think it was really cool that they didn't just say, well, you know, we're wasting time or you're delaying someone. They were more concerned about, are you comfortable doing this? If you're not comfortable, you don't have to proceed, you know, but we can answer any questions you have. So I decided I would be adult about it. I said I was going to do it. We're going to do this. So I just asked all my questions, but everybody was really, really good about making sure I was comfortable, making sure my questions were answered, you know, as ridiculous as they were. There was some that I'm just like... Why would I have asked that? Like, why? Like, it, okay. But, you know, some of them were legitimate. You know, what happens if I wake up during surgery? You know, is that something that could happen? You know, what happens if there's complications? You know, is this something that's dangerous? You know, is this something that you guys do on a daily? What's the typical outcome like? You know, these questions that I asked are pretty serious. And the answers I got were very transparent. And it helped me to be like, okay, I'm going to trust you now. Let's do this.
Oh, that's great.
There was also a part of me that wondered, because you know when you go to the dentist and they extract, they give you those shots. So I thought I was going in for shots and going to be awake for the whole thing, which I'm like, this is not, I'm going to run away. I'm just going to run away. So when she's like, I'm going to put you under, you'll be fine. You're just going to sleep really deep. You're going to be refreshed when you wake up. And by the time you wake up, everything will be done and you won't have to worry about it. And I was like, that sounds really, really nice. Why don't they offer this in the dentist office?
No, right. Like we've actually had a patient recently talk about how another place that they were going to go to get dental implants, they were going to have him awake during surgery. And he's like, I don't want to be, who's going to be holding my hand? Because I don't want to hear that, you know? So that's good. Even though I know going under is also a whole other like fear thing, like at least you are not going to be going under, right?
It's crazy. Well, it's crazy to me because I had such a fear of dentists. You know, like before all this, I was so terrified of the dentist. And every time I went to the dentist, I was just like, they're going to tell me I'm going to die in 6 months. Like, I, for some reason, I just had this crazy fear of dentists. But now it's gone. Now I love seeing my dentist now because, you know, you still have to keep up with these guys. And now I love my dentist so much. Like, I gave her a hug and she was so funny because she's like, well, that's a first. I was like, sorry, I'm really happy to see you.
Wait, that's so cool, though. It kind of changed it around for you.
Yeah. Yeah. But the first cleaning was quite interesting because I wasn't sure what to expect because these are not real teeth, right? So I thought she was going to bust out drills. I thought, like, I don't know why I thought she was going to bust out all these, like, mean machines. And no, not at all. It's like a really luxurious toothbrushing and massaging of the gums.
Amazing. You were in surgery, went home, then you came back to get your teeth and kind of what getting your teeth was like for the first time.
So there's actual video footage of me getting my teeth for the first time and my reaction is numb. Like there was no reaction at first just because it was pure shock. So I had a support system with me when I went in because I was so scared, you know, and it was hilarious because my mom had bribed me essentially to get all this done. Even though I wanted to get it done, she bribed me on top of it just to get me to do it. And I did. So I think that's the biggest reason why I actually went in to do it. But after the first like initial, this is you now, it took me about 5-10 minutes to just be overwhelmed with emotion. But I couldn't believe it was me. It was surreal. It was actually really weird. And if you watch the video, you know, you see all my people in the background like, yeah. And then there's me like, this can't be real. I'm dreaming. Wake up.
Moving down to frustration number two, what did you not like about, you know, maybe adjusting to them at first? What was it like? What did it feel like?
Speaking was horrible for me. I'm so used to my gap teeth that I didn't have like the gap, you know, and normally I'd use it for whistling. I would use it for talking and that was gone. So now when I was talking, I couldn't pronounce my S's. I couldn't pronounce my F's. The TH was hard. So, and my other half is ridiculous, but he's like, say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I sat there like, fifth, like, it was
close enough.
But it became our thing, you know, every day, you know, because at work, I do a lot of talking and hosting. You know, I do a lot of meetings and conferences. So I need to be able to be understood. And having that clear speech, like I had to relearn how to talk for the most part because my tongue was just going nuts. Like, I don't know what to do. So it was really, really frustrating not to be able to clearly speak. And then I sing. So singing at first was really, really rough because I'm not used to the structure in the mouth anymore. So I had to relearn how to sing. I had to relearn how to talk. At times I was like a camel where I'd accidentally spit because I had so much saliva, you know, I'm not used to having this much saliva. Well, now I am, but at the time I wasn't, you know, and I mean, there's so many, you accidentally bite on your own cheek. You accidentally bite your tongue and the smile. So your face hurts, not because of the surgery, but because you can't stop smiling because you can't believe you look this good. So, yeah, there's quite a few.
So the cheeks hurt a bit.
There's quite a few, but I mean, all in all, it's worth it. You know, the frustration of relearning how to do something is just part of the path. You know, you change anything drastically and you're going to have to relearn how to do that, relearn how to do that. You just got to have patience with yourself and have a sense of humor with it.
So how long do you think it took for you to, you know, one, learn how to kind of talk with them or stop biting your cheek? Like how long was that period?
I think by month six, I had mastered most everything. But by month six, I could definitely say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which I'm still proud of that, if you couldn't
Incredible.
Tell. Still proud.
Do you think that, you know, there are some other places out there where you could go in to have surgery and you might not get your permanent set of teeth for up to 10 plus months, right? They're trying to fit the permanent set. Like you got yours right away the next day, right? So do you think that helped with being able to use them right away and start adjusting? Like, do you think that was helpful?
It was. So one of the biggest things I looked at when reviewing the different dental implant centers was how long it would be before I got my permanent teeth. The other piece was what they looked like. So I looked at a lot of before and after pictures. I looked at a lot of the procedure itself. The idea, so some of them, you know, you were in essentially dentures for quite a while, which I'm like, I'm not doing that because that's all I needed just for them to bloop, pop out like, ugh. That's horrifying. Couldn't do that. The idea of temporary versus permanent was a big deal because I needed to get used to them. This was a huge change. And surprisingly, when they put them in, they feel strong. Even though they're not set yet, you still feel like you can go bite an apple that day. You should not do that. But you want to because you feel like you can and you want to test it, but you're not allowed until after you get cleared. Because all of your permanents, they still need to set.
That's cool, though. I love how, like, right away you're like, I feel like I could do it, but got to hold off a little bit.
Yeah, the doctor was hilarious because he's like, your reward will be in eating an apple when I tell you it's okay. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. You better be serious.
Oh, I love that. So that brings us to number one, right? So you had your biggest frustration was eating with dental implants. So what did that look like for you when you first got them in?
Well, I'm huge into food. I can't do bland diets. I can't do diets that are just liquid. I'm big into nutrition dense because I've lost a lot of weight in my lifetime recently in the last, I'd say the last decade or so, I've lost a lot of weight. So my fear was lacking the nutrition. Also, biggest reason why I went with the implants versus dentures, there's the difference in the bite. Before I went into this whole thing, I did a lot of research and I asked a lot of my like chef friends and things, what can I do? Because I'm not going to miss my progress because of this. I'm going to figure out how to overcome it. And it was difficult to adjust to the new eating because you don't want to bite down. You don't want to move anything. So it's really important that what you're eating is soft. And they say the plastic fork approved. So you have to get creative. Not having it drove me insane. Like I couldn't have my chips. Why? No. So it was an adjustment period of, okay, well, how do we get creative? So I went on a mission and I went through a ridiculous amount of name brands and things and suggestions of different protein shakes. What I found for myself that I enjoyed very much was the Fairlife because it's lactose-free. It's not going to give me any issues. It's got loads of nutrition in it, and it worked for me. So I personally chose that as my protein, my biggest protein in the morning for trying to keep my protein high. And then bananas were great. Blender. I love my blender. So I learned smoothies. I learned high-protein yogurts. For the meats, we just made them super tender. So if you make it right, you can make like roast beef super tender where you don't have to chew it, but it has to be small enough so you can digest it. So you'd need to shred it. So I learned how to make really tender pot roast and roast beef, which was really nice. I learned the potato casseroles where you could do mashed potatoes and add all kinds of stuff to it. I learned Yum. That we could process the vegetables. So like broccoli and things that normally you would eat, but you can't eat right now. Put those into a sauce and then overcook my pasta a little bit. That way I could eat it and it's not going to damage any. So you just got to get really creative and you got to pick foods that are nutrition dense. And I highly suggest the food processor because that saved me quite a bit from lacking nutrition.
That, yeah, you did get creative and I love that. You didn't have to make it boring. And I think a cool thing what you said is like, it's not a liquid diet, right? Like it's not a liquid diet at first. There's some places where you might have to be on a liquid diet up to 6 weeks even. And so you got to start with soft food right away. So how long did that soft food diet last? And then, you know, when you were trying to learn how to eat again and, you know, the frustration of not being able to eat what you want, what was that next period like?
So the liquid diet is what I originally started with because that's what I thought I needed. And then one of my friends at Nuvia was like, yeah, I can eat a banana. I was so happy for the banana. Because you could eat the banana, right? If you cut it in pieces, you could put the banana in your mouth and then you could use your tongue to kind of, you know, smush it down so you don't choke. So, you know, that was fun. I think at the end of the day, you're not stuck to eating just liquids or eating bland food. You just got to get creative with it. And that SmileMaker page, the group page, is where I got a lot of ideas and inspiration because all these other people that do cook and that do love food were sharing all of their different recipes. So one of them was, I want to say it was a tater tot casserole or something like that, that I decided to try, but you just don't let it get crispy. But you could eat everything in it. Everything in it is very soft. And as long as it doesn't get crispy, it's perfectly fine to eat. And it was. It was marvelous.
Oh, that sounds delicious. So did you struggle with like chewing and stuff at first? Like how was that side of it?
Yeah, so I was so used to chewing on one side of my mouth that I found myself doing the same thing at the time that I got my okay to eat. So we're fast forwarding time to the four month mark. But that day, I think I put away like 10,000 calories that day. It was just, we went restaurant to restaurant, you know, and I have one where there's an egg roll. You know, I sent you the picture of me with the egg roll because I could bite into my egg roll. So before I had to bite on the one side, you know, and I usually would cut it with a knife and fork. And I decided, well, I'm just going to eat it. And that's what that picture is. That's me taking my first bite of an egg roll without any fear. And I figured, well, worst case, if something happens, I could just go back to Nuvia. So I'm going to try it. And that was like the first crispy food that I had tried. But we went for tacos. I could finally eat tacos again. You know, without fears, I can finally eat the apple, which I can confirm you can eat an apple, and it's splendid. I haven't really found anything that I can't eat with these teeth, but it is an adjustment, remembering that, you know, it's not the same teeth. These are healthy teeth, and they're positioned perfectly. You know, before, I used to have a really big overbite, and now I don't have that anymore. So the fear of, if I bite into this apple, my teeth are going to fall out. Like, no, they're not. You'll be fine. So there is an adjustment. And then, of course, you know, as you're chewing, you accidentally bite yourself. That is the thing. And it hurts a little bit, especially when you're excited to eat. So I wish that I would have been less excited because it would have hurt a lot less. But that's just the adjustment. You know, that's just the period where you have to relearn how to eat and how to chew without biting yourself.
Absolutely. And the teeth that you have in there now, they're made out of zirconia, right? So like, I feel like that factors into why you can kind of chomp down on a lot of things, right?
I agree. Well, and they're beautiful. So I drink a lot of coffee, like a lot of coffee, because, you know, I am French and the Frenchies love their coffee and their espresso. And I'm constantly drinking, you know, black coffee, and there's no staining. You know, the old teeth used to be stained. These ones do not stain. Like you could drink your dark coffee and not have to worry about brushing your teeth right afterwards. You know, I was doing that before. And when I talked to the Nubia lady, it was so funny because she's like, you know, as long as you're brushing correctly per day, you don't have to brush every single time afterwards. Because I had complained. I was like, you know, every time I have coffee and I have to brush my teeth, it's like a minty coffee and that's gross. So she said, you don't have to. She's like, it's not going to stain. So I didn't believe her at first. And now I do because it's been a year. And they're still pretty.
They're so pretty. They're so white. I love it.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah, I can only imagine a coffee toothpaste mix is not too good.
You know, I was about ready to give up on coffee if I had to continue to do that, because I was just like, I don't want them to stain. I'm afraid of them staining. And I know they told me at Nuvia that they weren't going to stain, but apparently I was like not listening. So I don't know. I got nothing, but yeah, they're wonderful. I love them.
Oh, that's great. Well, you look amazing. V, if someone is having, you know, more questions about dental implants and maybe what this could even cost them, what would you suggest they would them to do?
So I would suggest if anybody would like to know more is to download the cost guide just to get more information around it. I know it's a scary idea, but it will answer a lot of your questions and bring a lot of ease into what is potentially a stressful situation. And you can download that below.
If you found today's episode valuable, please consider giving us a rating or leaving us a review. It helps others discover the same information you did today.